Thrown basket. Schonifer will get it for Bartling. Back to Schonifer. Schonifer will give it off on the drive. Zach Johnson will score. And Tanner Cavity high-fiving his team over there.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the boys' D19 sub-district tournament in Kearney. Game 1 features top-ranked Elm Creek taking on Wilcox Hildreth. Game 2 features 5th-ranked Overton battling Amherst. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Penetration here by Johnson, and Johnson lost the basketball. Turnover, pass up ahead on the drive, Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will score, and he's fouled!
These four squads were the top four seeds in this year's Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, and none have less than 15 wins this season. Two more teams will add a big win tonight and advance to Thursday's final. It's the D19 Sub-District Tournament coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushker live from Gope Gymnasium in Kearney Catholic right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School, our second semifinal of the D19 Boys Subdistrict. About to tip off here between two familiar foes. Overton will be taking on Amherst, and it's a battle of survival. Both these two teams really have to look at it, that there's no possibility of a wild card, although Overton does have a slim chance of getting a wild card, but they certainly would diminish those chances here with a loss to Amherst tonight. Amherst comes in at 15-7, Overton at 19-4, and as we mentioned, these two teams, no strangers with each other, because Overton was able to win in Amherst back in mid-January by a score of 66-62. So they've seen each other. They've played summer ball against each other. They know each other pretty well, and it should be a great matchup. And again, that's probably about the area that we look that this game will be in. I think it'll be played in the 60s, maybe even as high as into the 70s. But these two teams will go right after each other, and whoever can be more efficient offensively, get those rebounds, turn the other team over, will come away and advance to take on Elm Creek Thursday for the sub-district championship. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Joining me here, Jeff Babel. And again, these are the two teams, the 2 seed, the 3 seed, in a very tough sub-district. And this one could be a very, very hard-fought basketball game.
Yeah, and you wouldn't expect anything different. A couple of Fort Kearney Conference teams, so they know each other real, real well, Randy. And they played earlier in the season. Did these two teams at Amherst a 66-62 victory for Overton. So you can tell right there, 4 points. Granted, that was an Amherst home game, so this will be a neutral court, but I wouldn't expect anything different more than a 4-point game either way on this game.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll set the stage with the starters. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the starters right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Let's give you our starting lineups for these two teams, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And we'll start, first of all, for the visiting team. They are the number two seed, but they will be the visiting team because they're on the bottom of the bracket. And the visitors will be the Overton Eagles, and their starters will be Creighton Ryan, a 6'3 junior. Hayden Cahoy, a 6 foot tall and a senior. Tanner Ryan, 6'3 senior. Caleb Eklund, 6'3 and a junior. And Joel Schaefer, 6'1 and a senior, making the start here for head coach Jay Stair. Now for the Amherst Broncos. And head coach Bill Giffen. The starters are Dominic Abbott, a 6'1 senior. Trey Tobenheim, 5'11 and a sophomore. Gray Neckout, 5'11 sophomore. Cale Brebel, 6 foot tall junior. And Ty Hadwiger, 6'2 and a sophomore. For head coach Bill Giffen. As we mentioned, Overton 19-4 on the season. Amherst at 15-7. And both of these two teams are trying to earn a spot in the sub-district finals, where they'll take on Elm Creek on Thursday night. Again, your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, the tip between the Eagles and the Broncos, when we return back to Kearney Catholic right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel. Commercial or residential, concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
They're all set and ready to go here between Amherst and Overton here in the D19 Boys Sum District. Randy Bushcutter and Jeff Babel with you, and the officials making sure everything's all set and ready to go here. Jumping will be Hadwiger going against Cahoy. And we're all set and ready to go. And the tip is going to be controlled by the Broncos. Tipped into the hands of Dominic Abbott. He'll get the basketball to Tobenheim. Tobenheim now in the offensive zone. Facing a little man-to-man here as they'll work it off the screen. Pass goes through the hands of Eckhout. Eckhout quick enough to track it down, and then it's nearly stolen by Ryan. Ryan knocks it on the ground, still loose. Coming up with it is Eckhout. Eckhout kicks out for Abbott, and Abbott will hit a long two. Had his toes on the line, otherwise that'd been a three-pointer. And Amherst scrapping to keep possession of the basketball, and they have an early 2-0 lead here. They give it off on the right wing to the Eagles. As Cahoy will give it top of the circle here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan gives it left side out here for Schaefer. Schaefer's pass on the inside. Again, it's on the ground. Dominic Abbott has it tied up. Possession arrow is pointing to the Eagles, so they'll maintain the possession here. So they'll keep the possession. And Overton will throw it in. That's Eklund. It gets it in the lane. A little floater up and good for Hayden Cahoy. Nice inbounds play, and Cahoy is able to tie it at two. Both teams, their first possession. Almost had the ball stolen away and still end up scoring. Hadwiger, he's going to take it down to the baseline. Long bounce pass, and it's going to hit the baseline down there. So that'll be a turnover on Amherst. So Schaefer will toss it to Cahoy, back to Schaefer, and Schaefer's going to bring in the offensive zone. And he'll kick it here on the left side for Tanner Ryan. Ryan. Law pass in the lane here for Creighton. Creighton shot a little bit strong, rebounded by Braden Eckhout, and the Broncos will hold defensively as Preble will now hand the ball back out for Eckhout. And Eckhout facing a little pressure here by Creighton Ryan. Has the ball knocked loose, but Eckhout tracks it down, throws it up ahead here to Hadwiger. Hadwiger kicks it out for Abbott. Abbott baseline jumper up and good. 4-2 here in the early stages for Amherst. 6:20 to go, quarter number one. Glad you could join us here on ESPN 1460 KXPN. Left side, here's a three-pointer for Creighton Ryan. It's no good. A nice look there, but Trey Taubenheim pulls down the rebound, and the Broncos come the other way. No one really stops him. Nice jump stop. He flips it off glass. No good. Hits the back of the iron, and Caleb Eklund will pull down the rebound, gets it up ahead here for Tanner. Tanner Ryan jumper no good. And Hadwiger will pull down the rebound. Outlet pass knocked loose by Ryan, but now Taubenheim will bring it across the timeline. Kicks it left side for Abbott, who spots for the three. It's off the mark and rebounded by Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy's outlet pass stolen away by Hadwiger. Hadwiger gets it back out here for Taubenheim. And now right back out to Dominic Abbott. Again, a three. This time it's up and in. 7-2. A five-point lead here for Amherst in the early stages. Ryan will lob it to that back side. It's off the fingertips of Hayden Cahoy and out of bounds. And a timeout being taken here by Overton. This timeout brought to you by Joe Murphy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 7-2 in the early stages. Amherst with the lead and the ball. We come back after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Well, a little sluggish start here for the Overton Eagles, and Jay Stair feeling the need to call that 30-second timeout to kind of calm the troops. As up by five, Amherst will get the basketball back after that turnover. Stepping through a double team is Taubenheim. Taubenheim is going to be fouled. That'll be on Joel Schaefer. So Schaefer will stop back on defense.
Well, I was just going to say a sluggish start for Overton that caused the timeout, but Amherst starting off pretty good. 3 of 5 shooting, 7-point lead, or 7 points, all from Abbott.
On the left side with it is Hadwiger. Hadwiger stops at the elbow, will hand it off. Driving here is going to be Eckout. Eckout a little bit strong and rebounded by Tanner Ryan. Ryan's going to lead the Eagles on the way out. They do not have numbers. Ball is knocked loose, but wow, look how quick Tanner Ryan was able to track that down. He lost the ball near the baseline and picked it up at the spiking line near midcourt. He was that quick in tracking it down. They get it back out here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan off of the screen will give it off right side for Schaefer. Inside, turnaround jumper here by Caleb Eklund, and Eklund will score. 7-4, 4.5 to go, quarter number one. And Amherst has led throughout. They've led by as many as 5. Right now their lead is 3. And cutting through here is Hadwiger. Hadwiger dribbles through the lane, kicks it out for Eckout, and they're going to reset the offense. Dominic Abbott works it on the baseline to Hadwiger. Hadwiger kicks it out. Little ball fake by Taubenheim. They'll get off left side, and Abbott has the complete and undivided attention of Hayden Cahoy as they'll kick it now left side for Eckout. He'll fire the three. No good. Up high for the rebound is Tanner Ryan, and I do mean high. And he'll kick it up ahead here for Schaefer. Schaefer will penetrate, spin in the lane, get it on the baseline. Driving here is Eklund, and Eklund will lay it up and in. Nice baseline drive, and it's now 7-6. 4 straight points here for Overton after that timeout. And we've got a one-point ball game. On the bounce is going to be Taubenheim. He'll kick right side for Hadwiger. Off the screen, they get it for Dominic Abbott. Abbott will get another screen. Won't shoot the three, but he'll give it top of the circle for Eckout. He'll shoot the three. It's no good. And the rebound by Ryan. Ryan's long outlet pass is going to be intercepted by Dominic Abbott. Abbott will lead a 3-on-2. He'll pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebounded by Tanner Ryan. And Ryan a little bit more careful with that outlet pass so it's not intercepted. And he'll get the ball off here for Schaefer. Schaefer kicks it here on the right side for Creighton Ryan. And Ryan has the ball knocked loose, but into the hands of Cahoy. Cahoy will try a long deuce. No good. Rebounded by Taubenheim. And a 2-on-2. Kick up ahead here for Dominic Abbott. He's going to drive, and he's going to get fouled by Creighton Ryan. And will head to the line and shoot two. Driving in transition. He drove on that left side, put up a right-handed shot, was hit on the arm. And now he'll go to the line and shoot a couple with 2:59 to go here in quarter number one. The foul is going to be on Creighton Ryan, his first, team second. And so the free throw is up and good for Dominic Abbott, who averages about 20 and a half points per ball game.
He's got all eight of them tonight, Randy, doing a good job getting to the free throw line here, but made three field goals earlier in the game.
Abbott averages 20 and a half, Eckout with 13, Hadwiger 9, Taubenheim with 8, and the second free throw here is also good for Dominic Abbott. He's halfway to his season average almost already. 2:55 to go. It's 9-6, and the pass on that left side is knocked out of bounds by Abbott. He ran out of room over there. Otherwise, he would have had the steal. So tossing then here is going to be Schaefer. Schaefer wearing number 13, been wearing 45 most of the year. And they'll get the ball back out here for Justin Hodson, who came in during the stoppage. They'll get the ball off here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan will give it up inside, and he'll lay it up and in. Nice drive there by Tanner Ryan as it kind of wrapped around that rim and laid it off glass. Once he jumped, he laid it right off the glass. A little ball fake here for Braden Eckout. Eckout spins in the lane, a little floater back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Caleb Eklund. Eklund had the ball knocked loose off the hands of Trey Taubenheim. And Taubenheim, an eyelash away from making the steal underneath the basket, couldn't come up with the ball, though, as it rolls out of bounds. And it will be inbounded here by the Eagles. Schaefer will play point. Has that shooting sleeve on that right arm. Has the dribble. Kicks here left side for Cahoy. Cahoy off the screen, gives it for Tanner Ryan. Pass through the lane, goes out of bounds. I think it went off the shoe tops of the Broncos. And the Broncos are pointing at a couple of different Eagles, trying to convince the officials otherwise, but it will be Overton basketball. It's all about salesmanship. Lob pass inside for Tanner Ryan. Ryan stops at the elbow. Bounce pass to that left side. Layup, good. Nice pass over there for Joel Schaefer, as Schaefer was able to knife in. And it's Overton with their first lead of the ball game, 10-9. They trail by as many as five. And now Trevor Adelung will hand the basketball off here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger kicks in the corner, three-pointer, no good for Trey Taubenheim. Rebounded by Adelung. For a guy who's 5'7 and a freshman, he gets a lot of rebounds. Three-pointer, no good for Hadwiger. Hadwiger tries to come up with a rebound, can't. Coming up with it is Schaefer. Schaefer on the drive, loses the basketball, but it was knocked out of his hands by Trey Taubenheim. And so the basketball will belong to the Eagles on the baseline. In for the Eagles, Creighton Ryan coming back into the ball game. Cale Preble also in here for Amherst as both teams make a couple of substitutions.
Good timeout early there for Overton. An 8-2 run now in their first lead of the ballgame, 10-9.
Tanner Ryan gets the inbounds. Will give it off right side. Cahoy will fire an open three. No good. Offensive rebound. The shot will not fall, but Caleb Eklund will head to the free throw line. Pulled down that rebound. Went up strong with it. Was hit on the arm. And so Hadwiger with the foul. Eklund now will shoot two free throws. And the free throw is on the way. Back the iron and no good. So again, just a one-point lead here for Overton. They've trailed much of the first half. They've got the lead right now, and now that lead is two because the second free throw is good for Caleb Eklund. 11-9, minute 15 to go. Right side, Trevor Adelung will dribble to the elbow. His shot's a little bit short. And coming up with the rebound is going to be Tanner Ryan. So Ryan will bring it in the offensive zone, gets it off here for Cahoy, and they'll hand the ball back out here for Creighton Ryan. Creighton Ryan will hand it off. Cahoy in the lane, pass through the lane, misses the target, hits the wall, and it'll be a turnover on the Eagles. 55 seconds to go here, late in quarter number one.
Four turnovers so far for Overton, only one for Amherst, but Overton, after starting slow, shooting 50% now from the field, up two.
Trevor Adelung will bring it across the timeline. He's picked up there by Hodson. And now they'll hand it out and slide into a stop. But keeping the dribble alive is going to be Braden Eckout. And they're going to say Eckout fell down because he got his feet caught up, and that's going to be a blocking foul that's called on Creighton Ryan. So Ryan called for his second personal foul. And that's the third team foul here on Overton. So Ryan will come out of the ball game. And he just walks over as the ball is inbounded here for Trevor Adelung. Off of the screen, they'll get it to Eckout. He'll fire the three on that right side. It's no good. And rebound into the hands here of Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy off of the screen. Now brings it in the offensive end. He'll get it off here for Schaefer. Schaefer with 30 seconds left. We'll look at man-to-man pressure here from Adelung. He'll give it right side for Tanner Ryan. Ryan will spin move, takes it off glass. No good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Ty Hadwiger, and Hadwiger will hand it off here for Eckhout. Eckhout, with 12 seconds left, still has the dribble near midcourt. They'll work it, obviously, for the last shot. They'll get it off for Preble. Ball fake here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger is going to hand it off here for Eckhout. Eckhout on the baseline, 3 seconds left. His jumper's up and good. Overton will inbound it, and that will do it. We'll head to the second quarter. We haven't settled anything after one quarter. We're still tied. It's 11-11. Quarter number two coming up right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Well, we'll be Amherst basketball to start the second quarter, and the ball knocked down on the ground, almost picked up there by Overton. Great hands there on the inside, but Schaefer couldn't come up with the steal. So with it now is going to be Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim picked up by Hodson. He'll give it left side for Hadwiger. Hadwiger will drive in the lane, kick it out. Open for three was Preble, but Preble, I think, was so open, kind of forgot where his footing was, and he ended up taking an extra step when he began his dribble. So he turned it over, and that's an unforced error.
Yeah, another turnover, Amherst. The first 9 points were from Abbott, and then finally Eckhout with that two at the end to give them their 11 points for that first quarter.
Tanner Ryan's going to drive, and there's collision down there. And when the whistle was blown, I thought it might have been a charge, but what it was an extra step leading into what might have been a charge. So maybe a break here for Overton, in spite of the fact they turned the ball over.
Yeah, they hate to pick up a foul there. So if you're going to turn it over, just turn it over via something that won't give you a foul, and that was a walk.
Eckhout will stop top of the key. Hadwiger then steps right by him, and he couldn't get the shot off. On the dribble now is Tobenheim. Tobenheim flips in the lane, draws the body contact, and he'll head to the line. That shot really didn't have much of a chance to get in there, but he did a good job of getting fouled on the body. And so he's going to go to the line and shoot a couple. And the foul will be the second here on Joel Schaefer. So they have not spread out their fouls very well, has Overton. They've got two starters with two fouls each.
Yep, Schaefer and Ryan, both Creighton Ryan and Joel Schaefer with two, Randy. So early in the second quarter, that's not where you want to be.
Trey Tobenheim's free throw is no good, so we're still tied at 11, but he's got one more free throw coming up here, and Schaefer will come out of the game. So Schaefer and Creighton Ryan both on the bench right now with two fouls with 7:03 to go in the second quarter, and the free throw is no good. Up high for the rebound is Tanner Ryan. So we'll see if Ryan tries to take over this game, which he certainly can do. Tanner Ryan will kick it off on that left side for Cahoy. Cahoy out here for Eklund. Eklund in the lane, has it stripped away. Nice steal there by Cleo Preble. Preble will pass it right side for Brayden Eckhout, and they'll kick it back out. Eckhout for three, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Snagging the bound was Cahoy. And then Cahoy, just as he was starting to dribble, one of the Broncos ran into him, and that'll be a foul. And that will be the first personal foul on Dominic Abbott. Only the second team foul against Amherst here in the first half. So on the left wing, Overton will work around the perimeter. They get it out for Hodson. Hodson on that right side. They entered in on the baseline, and now Abbott has picked up two quick fouls. So he's got a little bit of foul trouble.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see. I think they'll leave him in the game. They're leading scorer on the year, but two quick fouls. You can't pick up a third one here if you're Abbott.
And he's got a little body contact going with J.D. Callahan, and they don't get it inbounded. That contact inside, that battle, which I was kind of mesmerized. I lost track of how much time they were taking to inbound it, and it took over 5 seconds. And so it will be a turnover here on Overton.
thinking the same thing. I was like, don't get that foul. And he was kind of throwing his weight down there. And then good defensive pressure, turnover.
Treble in the offensive zone. We'll give it to Hadwiger, who hands it off now for Dominic Abbott. Abbott's picked up man-to-man here by Cahoy. It'll get it out for Eckhout. He'll fire a three. No good. Tip back into the hands of Eckhout, who had it go off of his shoes, was able to go on the ground, kick it out. It is going to be a turnover. On the run is Tanner Ryan. Ryan will lay it up with that right hand a little bit too strong, and it's going to be a foul on the Broncos, and I think that'll be on Hadwiger. It's still going to save them a couple of points because after that miss, J.D. Callahan pulled down the rebound. There wasn't anybody near him as he had the ball right underneath the basket. So Preble gives up the foul, and two free throws coming up here for Tanner Ryan, and it's back of the iron and no good.
But if that would have been on Hadwiger, that would have been his second foul. So both teams, well, despite having not very many, not very well distributing them.
Well, they were hustling down there, that's for sure. Ryan at the line is a 73% free throw shooter, but he misses the free throw there. As a team, they're 64% free throw shooters, are the Eagles, and the second free throw is up and good. So our first point of the second quarter. Took a couple of minutes, but it's now 12-11. Adelung will drive, take it off glass, rolls around, no good. Coming up with the rebound is going to be Caleb Eklund. Eklund will kick it up ahead here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy gives left side for Tanner Ryan, and they pass it inside. There's going to be a foul as they got inside for J.D. Callahan. And Dominic Abbott's going to check back into the ball game. A little hand check foul is whistled on Brian Bramer. And the 6'2 sophomore will pick up the foul. And Preble will come out of the game. Inbound worked around the perimeter. Ryan's got it. Ryan working against Dominic Abbott will give now left side for Cahoy. Cahoy, as they cycle through, gives it for Justin Hodson. Hodson, that left-handed shot, no good. And Bramer will pull down the rebound. Tobenheim will run it up court here for the Broncos. They'll kick right side for Dominic Abbott. Abbott, right there with him, is going to be Caleb Eklund. And now Abbott off of a screen will toss it now top of the circle here for Eckhout. Eckhout back right side for Abbott. Abbott thought about the three. He'll drive, take it off glass, and score. Nice little runner there for Dominic Abbott. He was actually on his way down when he banked that one in off the glass. He's got 11 of their 13 points. 13-12 here. Pass is going to go through the hands of one Eagle, and Hayden Cahoy can't come up with it as it goes out of bounds. He had it momentarily. So let's give you a quick summary here. Right now, Amherst has 13, Overton has 12, and Abbott has 11.
Yeah, Abbott has 11, so he's leading the way. Eckhout only with two, but he's gotten some good looks from three, just hasn't hit anything. Eklund for Overton leads the way with seven.
Tobenheim will bring in the offensive zone. They hand it off for Hadwiger. Hadwiger, 15-foot jumper. It's up and in. So add his name to the list of those that have scored here for Amherst. He's got two, and it's now 15-12. 4:25 to go here. Quarter number two. With the dribble is going to be Schaefer. Schaefer kicks here left side for Cahoy. He'll give it top of the circle for Callahan, who gives it back right side for Schaefer. Schaefer working against Adelung will kick into the corner, and looking on the inside is going to be Ryan. Ryan will kick it back out here for Tanner Ryan, and Tanner will get it back out. That's Eklund. Eklund gets it in the lane. A little shot up and good for Joel Schaefer, who knifed through that lane and was able to screen the defender with his body and bank it in off glass. On the run here, Tobenheim on the drive, and it's going to be a player control foul. Nice job defensively, as that was Caleb Eklund who collected that charge. Did a nice job of that, not giving up that position. He was there plenty of time and just stayed square.
Yeah, stayed square. Didn't get knocked over, but you don't have to get knocked over. Just maintain your position. That's exactly what he did. Turned over Amherst there. Elm Creek now with the ball. Or Overton, excuse me.
So the Eagles have it, and directing traffic is going to be Callahan. Callahan way out top of the key. That's not familiar territory for him with the basketball. At least not he's not going to drive with it anyway. They work it around the perimeter. They give it left side for Cahoy. Cahoy, nice pass on the inside. Shot won't fall here for Eklund. And coming up with the rebound is going to be Hadwiger. Pass up ahead here for Adelung. Knocked down. There'll be a turnover. Pass up ahead. Layup up and good for Hayden Cahoy. Ryan picked up the loose ball after it was deflected by Eklund. And then the pass up ahead turns into an easy bucket. It's now 16-15. Eagles back on top. After a quick 4-0 run here, Dominic Abbott with the dribble. Off a screen, we'll take it top of the key, hands it off, knife, and in here is Tobenheim. Tobenheim, nice ball fake, 15-foot jumper is no good. Callahan coming after the basketball is finally able to reel it in. He'll pass it up ahead here for Schaefer. Schaefer on the run, has it knocked away by Adelung. Nice steal by Adelung. He'll give it up ahead for Abbott. A two-on-two here. Abbott will drive, take it off glass, and it goes in. Nice little spin on that shot as he lays it up and in, and Amherst goes back on top, 17-16, and knifing in is Hayden Cahoy. They couldn't find Cahoy as they were looking around to find where the ball was after the defense went back, and Cahoy saw the seam and took it. So here's Adelung. He'll drive. He'll take it off glass, and he'll score. Trevor Adelung will lay it up and in. Nice drive there by the freshman. And the pace of the game certainly has picked up.
Yeah, both teams getting quick transition buckets there. Back and forth game-changing leads, 19-18 right now.
Callahan on the baseline, pass is going to be out of bounds, and they're going to say it was a last touch here by Amherst. And Amherst might have gotten away with a foul there, but Overton's going to get the ball anyway. So I think that's a good piece of officiating that had that ball been a turnover on Overton, I think you probably call that push on Amherst. As it is, they'll inbound the basketball here. Schaefer will toss it in. Shots up, no good. Rebound taken out by Hadwiger. Hadwiger gives it right side. Tobenheim, Preble-Rebber, is going to kick it out for Abbott. Abbott will fire a three, no good. And a foul on the rebound is going to go on Hadwiger. Snagging the bound, let's give him credit for a defensive rebound, as Caleb Eklund, as Eklund doing a nice job of cleaning the glass here, as he's got five rebounds. And, you know, it feels like more because he's been in a lot of rebounding battles. Minute 51 to go. That's now seven fouls that have been whistled on Amherst. So a one-and-one coming up here for Eklund. 1:51 to go. Quarter number two, 19-18. And at the free throw line, Eklund, a 66% free throw shooter. This free throw is no good, and there's going to be a foul called on J.D. Callahan. Callahan kind of threw a little forearm shiver to get better rebounding position, and that'll be a foul on him. Fifth team foul against Overton. And that one was an easy call for the officials. Tobenheim brings in the offensive zone. Off of the screen. He'll now give it off for Eckhout. No, he won't. He faked the handoff, kept his dribble alive, gives it to Eckhout now, who will fire an open three. No good. Callahan with the rebound. Quickly up ahead to Tanner Ryan. Ryan gives it to Hodgson. Hodgson up high on that layup. It's up and in. Hodgson had to loft it a little bit higher because Cale Preble was hustling back on defense. And it's going to be Overton back on top here, 20-19. Hadwiger will take it top of the key, tries to bank in the three, can't come up with it. We got a foul on Overton on the rebound. Cale Preble pulled down the rebound and then was fouled. And that'll be on Caleb Eklund. That's his first. Minute 11 to go. They inbound it here. Getting it right back is Dominic Abbott. Abbott jump stop in the lane. A little float shot. No good. Rebounded by Eklund. Eklund's outlet pass stolen away by Dominic Abbott. Abbott's going to drive. Has it blocked by Eklund into the hands of a running Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy's pass knocked around. J.D. Callahan picks it up. Callahan's going to kick it out. Open three on the left side here for Tanner Ryan. No good. And rebounded by Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim, long outlet pass. Slowing it down here is going to be Hadwiger. Hadwiger jumper won't fall. Rebounding it is going to be Tanner Ryan. Ryan will lead the break. Doesn't have any help offensively. He'll float it back to the iron. No good. Offensive rebound by Hodgson. Hodgson missed it, but into the hands of Caleb Eklund. And now we have a whistle. That'll be a foul on Amherst. And it'll be before the shot. So that'll be a one and one. There's a foul on the rebound. It's called on Dominic Abbott, and for Abbott, that's going to be his third. So Abbott with three fouls and 13 points with 30.6 to go here before halftime. So Eklund shooting two, and a one-and-one, and it is missed. Rebound taken out by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout quickly up ahead here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim will lead the break, give it out for Trevor Adelung. Adelung will hand it off here for Cale Preble. And now they're going to take the air out of the ball a little bit. They're going to work it for the last shot. Back it out near midcourt is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim will give it off on the left side here for Eckhout. 8 seconds left. Eckhout will drive, takes it off glass, won't fall. And we've got a foul that's going to be whistled on Tanner Ryan. With 3.7 to go, he'll be called for the block off the drive here by Braden Eckhout. That's just his first. And two free throws coming up here for Eckhout. So 3.7 to go here before halftime. And the free throw back the iron and no good. But Eckhout will have one more free throw coming up. Takes his time at the line. The 5'11 sophomore hits the free throw. It's up and good. Tanner Ryan will inbound. It gives it to Hodson. Gives it back out here to Ryan. Ryan from half court at the buzzer. Online, but a little bit short. And we'll head to the locker room. Tied at 20. We were tied after the first quarter. We're tied after the second. Now we're deadlocked at 20 all. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belschner Meats? Belschner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back here to the D19 Boys Sub-District Tournament as both these two teams trying to find a spot into the sub-district finals Thursday, where they'll take on Elm Creek. And Amherst and Overton have played a tight one throughout. Amherst has led by as many as five a couple of times, but Overton keeps coming back. And then when Overton takes the lead, Amherst will keep coming back. We were tied at 11 after one. Now we're tied at 20 here at halftime. By the way, on our sister station, the C1 sub-district being played over at Kearney High, and second-seeded Kearney Catholic has their hands full with Minden. In fact, the Whippets have the lead after one quarter. They lead at 16-10 at the end of one. Minden started the game on a 12-0 run, so they scored the first 12 points, and then Kearney Catholic with a 10-6 run at the second half of the first quarter. And so after one quarter, it is 16-10. Minden with the lead over Kearney Catholic. And again, very similar to this kind of scenario, a couple of evenly matched teams. They haven't played each other because they're not conference opponents, Minden and Kearney Catholic. But both those two teams certainly have to approach it that they have to win to keep their season alive. You can't really count on getting in with the wild card, because if Overton loses, mathematically they'd have a shot. But I'm telling you, everything would have to go their way, really, to have a legitimate chance, because some teams below them will pick up a win or two along the way, and so they may get edged out. So they certainly have to take care of business themselves, and same way for Amherst. Amherst really has no shot at all of that wild card, so they have to come up with a win here tonight. And again, up in Amherst, it was a four-point ball game back about a month and a half ago, so we really kind of anticipate exactly what we have here, and that's a tight ball game.
Yeah, exactly. It was 66-62 in Amherst. Now it's 20-20, so within the two possessions that we had thought, if we look at those power points you were talking about, Randy, earlier, Overton right now, if you looked at it, would get the first wild card and if everything went chalk, and Heartland would get the second wild card. But like you said, a loss here would, you know, obviously be with 38 points, so they could drop. They're only 0.22 ahead of Heartland and only 0.52 ahead of Randolph. And so when you get down to decimal points, every loss is huge.
And then if Howells Dodge gets upset or Cats or St. Mary's, I mean, that's if everything goes perfectly. So you really can't plan on that at all.
Yeah, they've got there's six districts. Five of the six are ahead of them. So if any of those five, Randy, do lose, they get the wild card. So like you said, Howells Dodge, North Platte St. Patch, St. Mary's, and Lourdes Central Catholic, if any of those teams ahead of Overton were to lose, they would what you would call steal a possible wild card from Overton. So definitely Overton, you don't want to – don't put it in their hands. Put it in your hands tonight. Doing so far, 20-20 in this game. So they do need to ratchet up, get one more point than Amherst in the second half so that they can try and get it themselves against Elm Creek in the sub-district final, and then possibly it looks like maybe Cambridge in the district final.
And ditto here for Amherst as well, because, I mean, look at it from their perspective. They certainly feel, and again, they're 15-7. Their record isn't quite as good as Overton, but they've been in a lot of those ball games that they kind of fell behind, that they weren't able to come away with a win in. You know, it's not like they're getting blown out by anybody, and they're a very young team, and they keep getting better. They just keep making improvements. You know, I think they'd love to have another shot at Axtell, where they lost to them early in the season. But they had a busy week that week. That was four games in like 7 days or something like that. And so they were kind of a little tired when they took on Axtell. And obviously they'd love to have another shot at they're getting a shot tonight with Overton, but a loss to Gibbon, that's no crime. Two losses to Elm Creek. So, I mean, Amherst has played a tough schedule. So is Overton. And so it's going to be unfortunate that one of these two teams is going to end up their season here tonight, more than likely. We do have an update from Kearney High. Minden right now leads at halftime over Kearney Catholic, 23-21. Here, we're tied at 20, and we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at some halftime numbers as we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. 20-20, Amherst and Overton at halftime. Here are the D19 sub-district at Kearney Catholic. And with the halftime numbers, here's Jeff Babel.
Thanks, Randy. 20-20, like you said, so don't be surprised when I tell you the field goal numbers look pretty similar. 8 of 30 for Amherst, 9 of 22 for Overton. 8 of 30 for Amherst was good for 26%. Overton did shoot a little better percentage-wise at 41%. Two-point field goals. Amherst was 7 of 19 for 37%. Overton was 9 of 18 for an even 50%. Three-pointers. Overton was 0 of 4, obviously, for 0% there. Amherst, 1 of 11, got the one from Abbott for 9%. Free throw-wise, 3 of 6 for Amherst, 50%, 33% for Overton as they were 2 of 6. Rebounding-wise, Overton with quite a bit of an advantage there, 19-11, out rebounding them by 8. And turning the ball over, though, Overton has, you would say, the disadvantage there, turning it over twice as much, 10 turnovers by my count to 5 for Amherst. Overton led in scoring by Caleb Eklund with 7. Hayden Cohoy gets 6. Tanner Ryan with 3. And a pair for Joel Schaefer and Justin Hodgson as well. Rebounding-wise, big story here. We had said they were out-rebounding them. 7 apiece by my count for Caleb Eklund and Tanner Ryan. 2 apiece for Hayden Cohoy, J.D. Callahan, and Joel Schaefer got a rebound as well in that game. If we look now for Amherst, the Broncos led in scoring. Surprise here, Dominic Abbott, 13 points. Braden Eckhout got a three points there as well. Trevor Adelong and Ty Hadwiger with 2. Rebounding-wise, not as good for the Broncos, but Ty Hadwiger did pull down 4, Randy. 2 for Braden Eckhout, 2 for Trey Tobenheim, and 1 apiece for Trevor Adelong, Cale Preble, and Brian Bramer. So, again, shooting-wise, both teams very similar. 8 of 30 for Amherst for 26%, 9 of 22 for Overton, shooting 41%.
We do have a final score for you. Donovan Trumbull over Blue Hill, 69 to 46. Don't have an update yet on the St. Cecilia Southern Valley game being played in that same sub-district. Here, Overton has the basketball. As we wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, tied at 20. Eagles bringing the offensive zone. It's Schaefer who will give it top of the circle here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan will get it back out here for Creighton Ryan. Creighton Ryan gets it to Eklund. Nice backdoor cut, but the shot by Schaefer missed at point-blank range. And then a foul that's going to be whistled on the Broncos on the rebound. And that'll be a little push here on Cale Preble. It's Ryan, Cahoy, Ryan, Eklund, and Schaefer for the Eagles. Abbott, Tobenheim, Eckhout, Preble, and Hadwiger for the Broncos. Eagles will inbound the ball. They work it around. Schaefer's pass on the inside, off the mark, and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover for Overton, and again, the Bronco defense holds here on their first possession of the second half. Eagles, though, will pressure the ball a little bit. Tobenheim brings in the offensive end with no problem. Kicks it out for Dominic Abbott. He'll ball fake it, try the three, no good, and then a foul. And the rebound was ripped out of there by Amherst, so the foul is going to be on the Eagles.
Yeah, nice job there by Eckhout pulling down that rebound and getting the contact. It was not a shooting foul, so it'll be inbounded here.
Creighton Ryan, that is his third foul. So, again, that's foul trouble. A little bit of a story here for the Eagles. They got a couple of starters that had 2 fouls in the first half. Here, Abbott's going to pull the trigger on a 3. It's a little bit strong, and the long rebound pulled down by Hayden Cahoy. Hit the back of the iron and went right back into Cahoy, and Abbott had to go back and start playing defense. Eklund will drive, and Eklund with a nice little shot off glass has the first 2 points of the second half. And the Eagles lead it 22-20. With it is number 20, Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim being double-teamed right now as he's closely guarded. Ball rolls ahead. Tobenheim throws it in underneath. Shot no good. It's blocked, and it's going to be off the hands of Creighton Ryan and out of bounds. Ryan blocked it. And then end up going out of bounds right where the ball went. So it was off of him and out of bounds. Dominic Abbott gets the inbounds, kicks it left side, 3-pointer short for Hadwiger. Long rebound kicked ahead here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan will step through the defense, miss the layup, and Hadwiger pulls down the rebound. Nice job there by Dominic Abbott of changing the shot. Not blocking it, but changing it. And Dominic Abbott now has it top of the circle. They'll set a screen for him. He'll drive to his right. Hey, give it off here for Braden Eckhout. His 3 is no good. Rebounded by Schaefer, who passes up ahead, and it's going to be laid up in transition by Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will score easily. He outran everybody. And now on the baseline, a little hand check foul going to be called on the Eagles. That'll go against Caleb Eklund.
2 fouls now for Eklund. 24-20, the lead for Overton.
That count will inbound on the baseline. And quickly, they get it to Abbott, who will fire a 3. It is short and rebounded there by Tanner Ryan. Ryan was there and ripped it away from his teammate, Caleb Eklund. Like that lion that wants that last steak at the zoo. You know, he just snatched it away. With it, Hayden Cahoy. He'll hand it off here for Tanner Ryan. He gives it off right side for Caleb Eklund. Nice cut. Pass inside. Tanner Ryan will lay it off glass and in. Nice little give and go.
7 now for Ryan. Getting his game going here in the second half. 8 rebounds as well.
Tobenheim will give it to the elbow for Abbott. Abbott will kick it back out for Hadwiger. Hadwiger on the right side for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout had it knocked away. Nice steal there by Caleb Eklund. He'll get it off for Tanner Ryan. Ball is knocked loose, but back into the hands of Cahoy. Cahoy will kick right side. Schaefer for three, no good. Fighting for the rebound and getting it is Creighton Ryan. He'll kick it out. Three-pointer top of the key now for Cahoy. No good. Rebounded by Dominic Abbott. Abbott outlet pass. Going to be in the hands of Eckhout. Eckhout gives it up ahead here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim will drive. And it's going to be a turnover. And the Amherst fans thought there was a reach in there, thought there was a foul, but not one coming here. And a timeout is coming here for Amherst. Broncos are going to call timeout. All 6 points of the third quarter going to Overton. And they lead it 26-20 with 5:10 to go here in the third. Timeout Broncos, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And we do have a halftime score of our game on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. St. Cecilia right now leading Southern Valley 23-16 at halftime.
Defending champion Southern Valley, too, right there, Randy. Only two losses on the year.
Well, our friend Bob Jensen, who picked the sub-districts in Class C2, said, and that's the toughest sub-district in the state, yep, said the St. Cecilia was going to come out of there. And so they got a win tonight, and then Donovan Trumbull. Yeah, that's a tough matchup.
Football champs, too.
You bet. In the offensive zone here is going to be Schaefer. Schaefer kicks left side for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy looking at some pressure from Braden Eckhout. Gives it on that right side. Schaefer has it. Step back and hits a long two at his toes on the line. And he hits it top of the key. So 8-0 run to start the third quarter for the Eagles. Working inside here is Eckhout. Eckhout has it stolen away. Pass here by Ryan. Into the hands of Schaefer. And Schaefer lays it up and in. 10-0 run to start the first 3.5 minutes of the second half. And across the timeline is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim still has the dribble. He's shut off by Schaefer. And they'll get it out. Low jump stop gets it back out here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim around the perimeter. They get it off right side for Preble. Preble has his dribble. Gives it to Eckhout, who will fire the three. And he hits the three. First points of the second half here for Amherst after that 10-0 run stroked in by Braden Eckhout. That was a smooth-looking shot. Schaefer has the dribble. After the pick, they'll now kick it on that left side for Tanner Ryan. Ryan will drive. Shot no good. The Broncos, a couple of them fall down, and now a long outlet pass that's ill-advised, and it's going to be intercepted deep by Creighton Ryan. Ryan playing defensive back there, and so the Eagles have the ball back. They get it left side. Open for three is Schaefer, and he hits the three. Nice screen set by Creighton Ryan to get it to Schaefer for an open look. And we're going to have a block that's called on Caleb Eklund. Eklund was there, but the offensive player was going to get around him, so he gave up that position and clearly committed the foul. That's his second.
Yeah, pretty balanced scoring right now for Overton, Randy. 9 for Schaefer, 8 for Cahoy, and 7 apiece for Ryan and Eklund. Or, you know, so Tanner Ryan, not Creighton Ryan. So very, very balanced between those four.
And something with the issue with the score clock, I don't know if it's the time or the foul or what we have here, but they are currently talking at the scorers table right now as two of the officials are there and both head coaches are moving over there as well. So I'm not sure what they're looking at here with 3:22 to go in the third quarter.
And just as I had said, Caleb Eklund with 7 points, he does pick up his third foul, Randy, so he leads the fouls, Schaefer with 2 as well, and then Creighton Ryan with 3. So we've got 2 starters with 3 for Overton, Abbott with 3 for Amherst, and then 2 apiece for Preble and Hedwiger. So fouls a little bit of an issue right now midway through the third.
And they are still having a discussion here. I think it might be on how many fouls there are, but Eklund, we have him for 3. He comes out. They don't change anything on the score board at all here, so I'm not sure what this whole discussion was about. Hodson does come in for Eklund here, and Hodson will pressure the inbounds as Eckhout will toss it in, and they'll work it around to Tobenheim. Tobenheim gets it back, 33-23, and with the dribble is going to be Tobenheim down by 10. Taubenheim loses the ball, but is able to roll it out to Hadwiger. Hadwiger kicks it last side for Eckhout. He's firing a three. In and out, no good. And up high for the rebound is Cahoy. Cahoy has it stolen away by Trevor Adelung. And Adelung helps work it around. A little ball fake by Hadwiger. His jumper, no good. High for the rebound is going to be Tanner Ryan. Ryan, that left pass going to be stolen away by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout loses the ball, but it's going to be a block that's called here on Tanner Ryan. And for Ryan, I believe that's his second, just his second. And again, I think Overton's frustrated a little bit because their outlet passes are getting intercepted, and they're just going to have to adjust to that, which means they might be losing a little bit of their running game because Amherst has done a great job of cycling back around and getting those outlet passes. And a quick jumper here by Hadwiger, and that's off the mark, rebounded by Joel Schaefer, and Schaefer will give it off on the right side here for Cahoy. Cahoy in the lane is going to kick it out for Schaefer. Schaefer now will stop at the elbow, kick it out, open jumper here for Cahoy. His three, no good. Fights to get his own rebound, does, and dribbled it off the foot of Trey Taubenheim and out of bounds. And a couple of Amherst folks are upset, but the officials got that one right. It went off of the Broncos' foot and out of bounds.
Yeah, tensions are high, so the crowd thinking every call is going against him when that was, in fact, a pretty good call there.
Pass up ahead here for Hodson, and Hodson will hit the shot, give an assist here for Schaefer, and we got a timeout for the Broncos. 15-3 is the run here in the third quarter with 2:20 to go in the third. It's 35-23, 12-point lead here for Overton. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with him. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here as the Broncos have a little work to do. They are down by a dozen. That's why they have to call the timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. And down by 12, number 12, Dominic Abbott will fire a three. It's no good, and Tanner Ryan comes up with the rebound. Ryan will kick it up ahead for Cahoy. Cahoy will watch everybody cycle through, and we'll give it back out here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan, with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, will give it off on the right side for Joel Schaefer, and Schaefer's pass knocked loose, stolen away. On the run is Taubenheim. Taubenheim helps work it out to Hadwiger. Hadwiger in the lane, shot no good, and another rebound by Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will play point guard, brings it across the timeline, working against Trey Taubenheim, takes it in the lane, lays it up and in, and he's hit on the arm for an and-one possibility. Good little ball fake. Faked the pass on the baseline where he had a teammate wide open there and then was able to go in with that left hand, hit on the arm, and we'll see if he can make the free throw after Trevor Adelung is called for the foul. 14-point lead here for the Eagles. Make it now 15, 38-23. Checking in is Bramer as well as Preble back into the game here for Amherst. And Amherst is going to have to pick up the scoring, no doubt about it. They've scored only 3 points here since halftime. They were tied at 20, and now it's 38-23. Driving is Eckhout. Eckhout kicks it out. Jumper no good by Preble, and we got a foul on the rebound. I think Preble, trying to get the ball away from Schaefer, commits the foul. And that will be his third foul. So right now, everything's kind of unraveling on Amherst here in the third quarter. On the right side, Tanner Ryan. Ryan enters it in the lane. Turnaround jumper by Schaefer, up and good. He caught it. Not even a jump there. Just kind of pivoted and put up the shot immediately. Trevor Adelung in the offensive zone has it stripped away. Stolen by Schaefer. Schaefer, long pass up ahead here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan's going to drive, and Ryan draws the contact. He'll shoot two more, as they actually have a couple of different Broncos they could give that to. And they give it to Cale Preble. That will be his fourth. So he picks up two in a row here with 1:01 to go in the third quarter. I'd say having four fouls would qualify as foul trouble. Free throw is up and good for Eklund. Back into the game is going to be J.D. Callahan here for Overton. He'll come in for Creighton Ryan. He'll get a little breather. And Caleb Eklund has one more free throw coming up here. It is up and good. And I misspoke. It's Tanner Ryan who was at the free throw line, not Eklund. Adelung off of a screen. We'll kick it off here. Left side open for the jumper is Hadwiger. Hadwiger is going to penetrate, and he loses the basketball. Stolen away by Schaefer. Pass up ahead. Off glass. Hodson picks it up. Hodson, a little floater in the lane. No good. Offensive rebound. No good here for Eklund. And then the rebound finally pulled out there by Brian Bramer. So Bramer comes up with it. Couple of missed opportunities for Overton to see if they can push the lead out to 20. On the dribble is Dominic Abbott. Abbott will hand it off here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim kicks left side. Three-pointer up and good for Ty Hadwiger. 42-26. And again, they'll milk the clock. Will the Eagles? They've scored 22 points in the quarter compared to 6 for the Broncos. With it is hit Cahoy. Cahoy kicks it left side. 2 seconds left. Three-pointer. No good by Schaefer. And that will do it for the third quarter. The quarter dominated by the Eagles. They lead it 42-26 as we head to the fourth quarter right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here. Well, we do know that the Kearney High girls ended the season for Grand Island tonight, so they'll advance to their district final. And here, Amherst has the basketball and a little work to do as they trail 42-26. We got a blocking foul that's going to be called on J.D. Callahan. For Callahan, that's his second. And a quick three-pointer on that left side by Hadwiger. No good. Long rebound taken out by Creighton Ryan. And so in the offensive zone is going to be Schaefer. Schaefer will give right side for Caleb Eklund. Eklund, little ball fake, gives it out for Hodson. Hodson on the dribble, gives it on the right side here for Creighton Ryan. Now they can be patient, but they still got to look to score as they pass it in the lane here for J.D. Callahan. And Callahan is fouled on the arm as he was trying the shot. Lost it momentarily, and I think he figured out that he spent so much time getting the ball, 3-second violation was going to be happening if he didn't put up a shot. And he was bailed out a little bit by a reach here by Ty Hadwiger. So Callahan will shoot two, and the first one is short. Score remains 42-26. Callahan, a 50% free throw shooter, exactly half of them, 38 free throws, 19 made, and he makes one of two here. So that percentage, you don't have to carry any decimal points or nothing. It is exactly 50%. In the offensive zone, Tobenheim. Tobenheim's going to hand it out to Hadwiger. Hadwiger gives it right back out here for Tobenheim. He gives it to Eckhout. Eckhout will shoot a three, a little bit strong, and rebounded by Joel Schaefer. Schaefer comes up with it, has it in the offensive zone. Nice pass inside, but losing the basketball is Creighton Ryan. And then it's picked up here by J.D. Callahan. Great hustle. And now getting it back to Schaefer. He'll fire a three. No good. And rebounded by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout long outlet pass for Dominic Abbott. And it's a little bit too long as Abbott can't track it down. It goes out of bounds. And so Overton, underneath the Amherst basket, will inbound the ball. They lead it 43-26. as we have a little bit less than 7 minutes to go here in the ball game. And unless Amherst gets red hot, only about 6:48 left in the season here for the Broncos. Creighton Ryan gives it top of the circle. Driving is going to be Eklund. Eklund kicks it out, and we've got a hold. And that'll be a foul, but no shots coming up here. There wasn't even a shot attempted, and that's only the sixth team foul on Amherst. And on Ty Hadwiger, that's his fourth. Inbounded and tracking down the ball, trying to anyway, is going to be Eklund. Eklund put up the shot. It's off the mark. Trey Tobenheim has it. His long outlet pass is going to be turned over, and Creighton Ryan comes up with it. He'll pass it up ahead here for Caleb Eklund. Eklund will shoot over the top of the defender and score. 45-26, a 19-point lead. Kearney Catholic right now is taking the lead on Minden, 36-33 as they head to the fourth quarter. Driving here is Tobenheim. Tobenheim will give it off for Dominic Abbott. He'll fire a three. It will not fall, and they've gotten very, very cold, scoring only 6 points here in the second half, none here in the fourth quarter. 6 minutes to go in the final period. Creighton Ryan works it on the inside. It goes off the hands of J.D. Callahan and out of bounds. Cahoy and Ryan checking in here for Overton. Adelong and Bremer. A couple of youngins coming in here for Amherst.
Ice cold for Amherst, Randy. They're losing right now because of a 25-6 run since it was 20-20 at half. They're only 3 of 23 from downtown, so that seems to be where they're settling for their shots, and they're not hitting them.
And 10 of 47 overall from the field, so that's a major problem. A little jump stop, and Dominic Abbott will bank that one in. That's his first bucket in memory, as he now has 11 in the game. Oh, excuse me, has 15 in the game. On the baseline, a little reverse layup, no good for Overton in transition, but heading to the free throw line is going to be Tanner Ryan. Ryan hit on the arm as he drove that baseline, and with 5.5 minutes to go, he'll go to the free throw line as Abbott has now picked up his fourth foul.
Yeah, he had 11 after the first quarter, Randy. I think that was 13th early in the second, so he was held silent until now 5 minutes and change to go here in the fourth quarter, and just picks up his fourth foul.
And Tanner Ryan misses the free throw. He struggled from the line for him anyway. He's a 73% free throw shooter, and I think he's only about 50% here in the game. And his free throw here is back the iron and straight up, got that shooter's touch as it went back through the cylinder. So he makes one of two, and it's 46-28. Driving is going to be Trevor Adelung. Adelung kicks left side. Three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound by Bremer. Bremer's shot won't fall. And flying in there and grabbing the ball is Cale Preble. But Preble didn't have position. I think he's going to be called for the push. Yes, he is. He's got his thumbs up. Like he's either hitchhiking or think it's a hell ball. And I think he's going for it's a hell ball. And he didn't have position. So I'm not surprised that they called a foul. And that is going to be his fifth and final foul. So he'll get a nice round of applause here from the Amherst faithful as he fouls out of the ballgame with 5:16 to go.
No stat line for him. He didn't have any points, but he did pull down two rebounds. But five fouls sending Overton to the line frequently tonight.
And Schaefer now will shoot the front end of a 1-1. He makes it. So that'll extend the lead here for the Eagles. And they've led throughout the second half. They lead at 47-28. Second free throw is no good. Up high for the rebound is Dominic Abbott. Abbott will kick it up ahead here for Eckhout. Eckhout's going to drive against Hodson. Hodson commits the foul, and Eckhout, great touch there on that right side. Can't call it a layup because he was off of the glass when he banked it in, and it rolled around and fell. That was a good athletic play by a good athlete, Braden Eckhout. And he'll try to finish the three-point play, but first we're going to have a timeout. Timeout for Amherst. 5:11 to go here. Fourth quarter. They trail it 47-30. This timeout brought to you by Joe Medley Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And we do have a final from the Kearney High girls game over Grand Island. They won it 50-24, and so the Lady Bearcats will advance, and they'll play on Thursday. And we'll have coverage of the Kearney High boys as they enter district play Saturday night. at Lincoln Southwest. Here, Eck out, finishes the three-point play with the free throw. And it's now 47-31, 16-point ball game. And as expected, Amherst will put full court pressure on. Long pass up ahead to Schaefer. He's across the timeline. We'll hand it off here for Cahoy, who gives it back to Schaefer. They'll give it off right side here for Tanner Ryan. And now with a 16-point lead with 5 minutes to go, again, Overton will look to score, but they're going to milk some clock here. Tanner Ryan will work, will drive, and will score. Nice play there as he was able to post up Ty Hadwiger on the top of the key and then drove in after he pivoted, had a nice little shot. Now Hadwiger will answer in transition. He'll pull up for a quick jumper just inside the three-point line. Now a long pass for Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will lay it up and in. A three-quarter court pass from Cahoy to set up Ryan for the bucket. He lays it up and in. They're still looking to score if it's there right away. Dominic Abbott will fire a three. No good. Rebounded by Tanner Ryan. Ryan will pass it up ahead here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy working against Dominic Abbott will blank it off glass. And Abbott couldn't be overly aggressive there with four fouls. In transition, Abbott gets it back. He's going to lay it up on that left side, and he'll score. And now a timeout for Amherst. Well, a flurry of activity, and it's still an 18-point lead here for the Eagles. They lead at 53-35. Timeout Broncos at 3:57 to go. Brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School as the D-1-9 boys sub-district pairings not quite official for the finals just yet, but only 3 minutes and 57 seconds left here for Amherst, and they've got to erase an 18-point deficit. They trail 53-35 as Overton has it, throws it up court. Tanner Ryan's going to lay it up and in. The foul by Hadwiger, and it'll be an and one.
That'll be five on Hadwiger, too.
A baseball pass on the inbounds. And again, Overton, yeah, they'd like to work the clock, but if you give them a seam, they're going to attack. And the foul on Hadwiger is his fifth and final. So his sophomore year of basketball is done unless something miraculous happens here as it is 55-35 with 3:55 to go. I think the pass on the baseball was from Creighton Ryan. In any event, the free throw was up and good. And Trevor Adelon will bring in the offensive zone. Adelon will drive. Shots no good. Up high for the rebound is Ryan. Ryan almost had his pass to Schaefer stolen away. They'll get it back out to Ryan. Ryan facing some pressure. Gets it off for Schaefer. Schaefer gives left side for Tanner Ryan. And Tanner Ryan will milk the clock here with 3:30 to go. Hands it off here for Schaefer. And Schaefer has it knocked out of bounds by Adelon. So Schaefer to inbound. And Hodson. Well, they're going to throw it over the top of Hodson to Hayden Cahoy on the far sideline. Cahoy has it working against Dominic Abbott. He'll give it off here for Schaefer. Schaefer, and we've got a moving screen that's going to be called on Hayden Cahoy. So that'll serve as a turnover here on Overton with 3:18 to go. They still lead it 56-35. That's now seven fouls as a team against Overton, but since that's an offensive foul, we won't be shooting any free throws. And Dominic Abbott will bring in the offensive end. He'll be picked up man-to-man there by Schaefer. Working in, they kick it out here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim almost lost control of it, gives it to Dominic Abbott. Abbott right in his grill is Hayden Cahoy, and Abbott still pulls up for a 15-foot jumper, no good. And we got a foul on the inbound, on the rebound, and that's going to go on Jesse Wells. And Wells will commit the foul, will walk to the other end of the court, and will shoot a couple of free throws here because that's now 10 team fouls called against the Broncos with 3 minutes to go. So all that's really left to decide here is the final margin, 56-35. after being tied at the end of the first quarter and the second. Overton took control in the third quarter. The free throw by Caleb Eklund is up and good. And Eklund, 66% free throw shooter. We'll have one more free throw coming up here. Free throw rolls around and is good. Checking in now is going to be Logan Johnson. So Johnson in the game. Also checking in the game was Chase Horn here for Overton during the free throws. And Wells will toss it up ahead. On the run here is Tobenheim. Tobenheim is going to kick it out. Three-pointer, no good for Eckout. Rebound into the hands of Hodson. Hodson facing some pressure, gets it to Cahoy. Cahoy working against some pressure. V cuts with the basketball, dribbles down the sideline, outruns Dominic Abbott. And now he's being double-teamed. We'll kick it back around the perimeter. They get it to Johnson. Johnson gives it left side for Hodson. Hodson with 2.5 minutes to go. We'll get the basketball to Johnson. Johnson now hands off here for Hayden Cahoy. And Cahoy now has a little room to breathe near midcourt. He's going to just give the ball left side here for Schaefer. And Schaefer going to play a little catch here with Chase Horn. And Horn on that right side has it stolen away by Trevor Adelung. Adelung will give it up ahead here for Dominic Abbott. Abbott will drive. Shot no good. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy will let traffic clear a little bit. Kicks it up ahead here for Horn. Horn skips it on the right side for Joel Schaefer, and we've got 2 minutes to go here, and Adelung is harassing Joel Schaefer over there. Schaefer's pass going to be deflected and then intercepted by Tobenheim. He'll give it up for Dominic Abbott. Abbott will drive, lay it off glass, and it's in. And inbounding the ball here is going to be Joel Schaefer, and Schaefer will toss the ball in to Hodson. And now the pass up ahead here for Cahoy. Cahoy shot off glass, no good. And on the run is Dominic Abbott. Abbott backs up, and he'll hit a 15-foot jumper. Four straight points here for Dominic Abbott, who now has 21 in the game. He's got 21 of the 39 here for Amherst, and the pass down that sideline is going to be off the hands of Braden Eckout and out of bounds. Matt Dolan going to check in here for Overton. And out of the ball game for Amherst is going to be Braden Eckout. Also, Trey Tobenheim will step out, and they'll get a nice round of applause. Dominic Abbott coming off the court as well. He'll get a nice hug here from Bill Giffen. As a senior, that'll be his last action of his high school career. A couple other seniors on the Amherst squad, and they're on the court at the moment as Cody Google is in there. Margaritz will work the ball around here for Overton. They'll give it off on the left side here for Chase Horn. Horn gives it for Matt Dolan. Final minute. And on the left side, Margaritz will get it to Logan Johnson. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Will Overton, they're milking the clock very effectively here as Joel Schaefer has it. Gives it between the circles for Dylan Margaritz. They'll give it off on that right side for Schaefer. 35 seconds to go. And they'll get it to Dolan. And again, I think they're working to try to run the clock out here. They lead at 58-39. Now 22 seconds left. They give it on the baseline for Dolan. Dolan's shot is off the mark and rebounded by Tyler Martinson. Martinson, Wells, and Google all out there. Three seniors. The jumper on that right side is no good. Rebounded by Schaefer. Now with 4 seconds left, he'll bring it across the timeline just as the buzzer sounds. And your final score. It's Overton with a 58-39 win. They'll improve to 20-4 on the season. Amherst will end their season at 15-8. So your final 58-39, that'll set up the long-anticipated matchup between the two top teams in the Fort Kearney Conference who will go for round three. And this one is a battle of survival between the Eagles and Elm Creek. That game will be Thursday right here on ESPN. Once again, our final, 58-39, Overton over Amherst. We'll take a quick break when we come back to Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here. Let's get you updated on a few other scores. At last report, Kearney Catholic was leading in the fourth quarter, 36-33 over Minden. At halftime, St. Cecilia over Southern Valley, 23-16. Earlier tonight, it was Donovan Trumbull with a comfortable win over Blue Hill. The final in that one was 69-46. Earlier tonight, it was Elm Creek over Wilcox Hildreth. And I didn't think to write down the final score of that one, 58-36, I think is what we finally came up with. So very similar score to what we had here, 58-39, as Overton picks up the win over Amherst. You're listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. MISCO Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at MISCO's. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And one other score that we forgot to kind of pass along to you, and that was over at the C1 district being played at Kearney High. And earlier tonight, no problem for Gibbon as they won comfortably over Broken Bow, 73-55. So congratulations to everybody who kept their season alive. And Overton and Elm Creek, round three. And this one is a matter of survival. Of course, they met in the conference regular season championship, if you will, in Elm Creek, a game you heard right here on Classic Hits, ESPN 1460. I can't remember if it was on Classic Hits. I think it was on Classic Hits the night of that game. And it was a great game as Overton had a chance to tie it at the buzzer, but they weren't able to hit the three. And so Elm Creek wins on their home floor 66-63. And then in the conference championship, they win it 68-52. Now it's a matter of survival. Whoever wins that game will move on. And Elm Creek would be virtually guaranteed a wild card, even if they did lose that game. But a win would just go even that much farther in guaranteeing them a spot. And obviously they'd be one win away of just taking care of business themselves. And for Overton, they pretty much need to win that game. Again, we've kind of talked about it, where they might be able to sneak in with a wild card, but certainly their fate would not be in their own hands. But it is now, thanks to their 58-39 win here tonight over Amherst.
Well, how many times, Randy, do you see you think you might get that wild card, and then you put it in somebody else's hands, and they just drop it right there for you? So the best thing you can do if you're Overton is to just win out, beat Elm Creek. You know, you're 0-2 for them against the year, but you did play them close in that first game. Third time's a charm. It's tough to beat a good team three times. And so hopefully for Elm Creek, or for Overton, excuse me, third time is a charm against the Buffaloes.
And they got a little cold. They just didn't shoot the ball real well. Yeah. At the first tier event center. And you know, again, not making excuses, but again, they got outplayed by Elm Creek. You know, one reason they shot poorly is because Elm Creek's defense was able to kind of force some very tough shots for him. And again, I really think that game is going to be more similar to what we saw in the regular season game played at Elm Creek, where it's going to be up-tempo, 66-63, and it'll be a one-possession ball game. That's really what we anticipate on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And, again, we'll have that game for you right here on KXPN. Once again, our final in this one, it is 58-39 as Overton picks up the win over Amherst. We're hoping to be able to speak with Bill Giffen from Amherst as well as head coach Jay Stair from Overton here on our postgame show. But real quick, taking a look at some of the numbers is our own Jeff Babel.
Hey, thanks, Randy. 56-39 was the score. We had it 20-20 locked all at halftime, and then that 25-6 run for Overton really separated the game in that 25-6 run. Dominic Abbott, the leading scorer of the ball game for any team tonight, was held scoreless, and so he finally wasn't able to get going until late in the game, and it was pretty much in doubt by then. But let's start with Overton, the victors tonight. They finished 23 of 50 from the field for 46%, 22 of 40 from two-point land. That's 55%, so they shot above 50% inside the two-point arc. They were only 1 of 10 from downtown, but they didn't really need to make too many threes there. They did get to the line 18 times, made 11 of them. That was 61%. They did turn the ball over a bit too much, more so in that first half, 19 times. They did turn the ball over as well. They did out-rebound Amherst quite a bit, 34-21 in this one, so they out-rebounded them by 13 there. If you look at the Broncos, they were 16 of 60 shooting for 27%, so under 30 there. Also, for two-point land, they were 13 of 35 for 37%, and they really were cold from downtown, only 3 of 25 for 12%, got to the line 7 times, made 4 of them for 57%. Percent, and as I said earlier, they were out-rebounded 34-21, ended up turning the ball over 14 times, did the Broncos. And if we look at their individual stats, they were led in scoring by Dominic Abbott. He had 21, 9 from Braden Eckhout, 7 from Ty Hadwiger, and 2 from Trevor Adelong. Rebounding-wise, not too many, but they did get 5 apiece from Eckhout and Hadwiger. If we look at Overton coming away with the victory tonight, they were led by a couple guys. Leading scorer, though, was Tanner Ryan, and then a trio of double-digit scores as well. Schaefer with 12, Eklund with 11, and Cahoy with 10. They did get 4 from Justin Hodgson, and J.D. Callahan chipped in 1 from the line as well. And nearly a double-double for Tanner Ryan. Finished with 9 rebounds, 7 for Caleb Eklund, 6 for Joel Schaefer, and 6 for Hayden Cahoy, and 2 for J.D. Callahan, and 1 for Justin Hodgson. So 58-39, the score. Shooting-wise, Overton was pretty good from inside, and Amherst shot pretty poor from outside.
Well, and again, that transition game was a big factor here for Overton.
So.
They win it 58-39. They will advance to take on Elm Creek. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Show, and hopefully have a chance to speak with Amherst head coach Bill Giffen and Jay Stair of Overton. We'll do that as we continue our postgame show right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Going to Bowen and shot for 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a 3 and he hits the 3.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back here as Overton at Kearney Catholic in the D19 sub-district with a 58-39 win over Amherst. And always very difficult to wrap up your season, but it happens. Everybody ends on a loss except for one team in each class. And unfortunately for Amherst, that season will come to an end tonight with a record of 15-8 on the year. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is Amherst head coach Bill Giffen. And coach, it certainly wasn't for lack of effort. Your kids scrapped the entire 32 minutes.
Yeah, I thought we played hard, and that's one of the things we emphasize, of course, is playing four quarters and competing regardless of what's going on. just offensively, it was just out of character.
Yeah, that third quarter, just you end up scoring, I think, only 6 points in the entire quarter. And it wasn't like you were turning the ball over a lot, but certainly Overton was able to get their offense going and scored a lot of points in transition. And the next thing you know, you're kind of looking up at about a 15-point deficit heading into the fourth.
Yeah, and a lot of those transition points were off of good looks on our offensive end that didn't go down. And, you know, what do you do? I guess to the boys' credit, young men credit, that they played hard and there wasn't any chippiness. I mean, it was tough on them. You know, we got some sobbing in the locker room that they didn't do what they knew they were capable of. But you know, as a team, we stayed, I thought, solid and playing together. So, you know, that's a lot to build for the future. And we have a bright future.
Yeah, you do.
And so that's the things you're looking at. You feel bad for the seniors that they couldn't go out on a better note, you know, but such is life, and you deal with it and go on.
And your leading scorer tonight was a senior, and Dominic Abbott finished with 21 points. He left it all out there, and he really was the go-to guy that kind of kept you in it in that first half, and they did an okay job of slowing him down in the second.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know. You know, we ran a few things for him, and we could probably run a little bit more. We've got some other people that can score, at least usually. And but just all around, you know, for the most part, everybody had a kind of a subpar offensive game.
Well, at least in that second half. I mean, that first half, I think you guys were really kind of doing the things you wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, even though it was 20-20 and you think 20 points and a half, you're going to kind of beat that a little bit. But, you know, defensively, I thought for the most part we had a couple lapses, but beyond that, I think we played pretty darn good defense, and that's kind of what we're trying to build on here.
Yeah, and again, the future, and I don't want to, you know, look past some of those other seniors. You know, Dominic Abbott will be leaving, Jesse Wells, Tyler Martinson, and Cody also, their last games tonight. But again, you bring a lot. You bring a couple of freshmen off the bench that play pretty well. You start a couple of sophomores. I mean, there's some good years coming up here for Amherst basketball.
Yeah, you know, we'll lose one starter, and then we got a couple bench guys back, you know, and Trevor and Brian, and the eighth grade class coming up possibly could even help us there. There's maybe 1 to 3 players that could have a little bit of an impact, depending on how much they improve. So the future is bright. You know, then we got to focus on that. But it's all about improving too. And then there'll be teams that maybe don't have as many back, but if they're going to improve quite a little, we got to do our part and go better.
And you mentioned that there's tears in the locker room, and because it hurts is why it's great.
Right.
You know, and that's what makes it so much fun.
That's exactly right. You know, it matters to them, and that's what you want to see.
All right, Bill. Hey, best of luck to you down the road.
Thank you for your coverage this season.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach at Amherst, as they fall here tonight 58-39 to Overton. We'll take a real quick break, and we'll talk with Overton head coach Jay Stair. That's coming up next as we continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back here. Overton with a 58-39 win over Amherst as the Eagles stay alive, and they'll have that rematch with Elm Creek we mentioned for you on Thursday. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach at Overton. You guys were tied at 20 at halftime. What adjustments did you make in that second half? Because you guys came out on fire in that third quarter.
Well, we didn't. I don't know how much adjustment we did. I think we were just a little bit
better with the basketball. I know we still turned it over in the second half, but I think that we wanted to try to get the ball going to the basket a little bit, and I thought we did that. We were able to start and get some transition baskets that we haven't really had in the last couple games that we've been playing. And transition is obviously a big part of any basketball team if you can do that, and we were able to get some of those transition baskets to go down. And I think once we see that, it relaxes us a little bit, and we play more into the game, not trying to force too many things and have the game just kind of come to us. And I think that was a huge part of it. I thought rebounding was big for us tonight. I don't know how many rebounds we have, but it seemed like Tanner and Caleb were doing a very good job on the board in the first half. I thought that was probably the best thing we were doing the second half. You know, we didn't allow them to have a lot of second chance shots, and with them not shooting probably as good as they usually do, because they're not a streaky shooting team. They're a good shooting team, and we were fortunate to catch them on an off night for everybody, and that definitely helped us out.
To back up a couple of things you said, you guys did win the rebounding battle tonight, 34-21, so a margin of 13. Held them to 26% shooting while you guys shot 46%. And again, a big chunk of that 46% was being able to score in transition, either forcing the turnover and getting a layup, but more often than not, getting that rebound and flying up court with the outlet.
Yeah, we were good at, once we got the ball, we were good at looking to see where our guys were. I thought Tanner ran the floor pretty well. We created some turnovers there. Creighton's just long, and he was able to get some tip passes, and we were just in the right place at the right time. And I think a lot of those layups were Tanner, you know, getting his shots and whatnot, because he does run the floor pretty well. But again, I thought offensively, half court wise, we struggled obviously, I think, all game, but we were able to get the ball going to the basket, which was big for us. And Joel hit a couple threes there, or at least hit one three there, and I think that kind of got him going a little bit too. And it's just a confidence thing. You know, Hayden didn't have probably the best scoring game that he's had, but defensively we did a pretty good job defensively. We knew where their guys were. I don't think they had some open shots, but I think our guys were there. They were shooting over the top of us a lot, and I think that plays a big part in you know, getting people off their mark a little bit.
And now round three against Elm Creek. Now, this one's kind of a battle of survival here. Talk a little bit about Thursday's matchup and what you guys are going to have to do well Thursday night.
Well, we're obviously going to have to play a lot better than we did the last time we played them. And they pretty much took us out behind the woodshed and gave us a good old butt whooping last time in the conference tournament. And we didn't do a very good job of battling back. We had a decent quarter, but they executed. It's not that they did anything spectacular. They were fundamentally sound that game. They were able to do pretty much whatever they wanted to. And our guys have got to play a lot better defensively against them, offensively against them, just mentally against them. And they've won the two games this year. And the first game was hard fought. The second game wasn't really close, I don't think. And we're definitely going to have to play well. Obviously, a big key to that is the Johnson kid. He's one of the better point guards around any class, I think. I think he does a very good job of taking care of the basketball. The Crowley kid's a very versatile player, obviously Bartling inside, but their role players are very big. You know, they shoot the ball well. When the Frazier kid and the Hubbard kid or whoever seems like they are knocking shots down, but we're just going to have to do what we do and hopefully compete and just play a lot better.
Well, wish you best of luck, Jay, and we're looking forward to the game on Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach of the Overton Eagles, who pick up a comfortable 58-39 win here over Amherst. And again, they improve now to 20-4 on the season. They'll be taking on Elm Creek, as Elm Creek won comfortably tonight, 58-36 was their win over the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. So that'll wrap things up here from Kearney Catholic. We do have one other score that just we got during the post game, and I can't remember if we mentioned it, but Kearney Catholic did win tonight over Minden, 49-46. That game was on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.